The layout and location of the Jacksonville Jazz Festival is being changed from downtown's core, with a footprint focused around Hemming Plaza and the Landing, to a three-stage linear setup along Bay Street, stretching from the Landing to the Shipyards. Tanisha Laundry Gaines is the director of special events for the city of Jacksonville, and she says the new setup is for the good of the city and that businesses should benefit from the change.
So we're really excited about the new footprint this year. It really has given us an opportunity to expand the festival, bring some more exciting opportunities for vendors, a different kind of setup, different layout, and, you know, give some opportunity to really highlight the entertainment district in our riverfront of Jacksonville, which is a really beautiful part of downtown Jacksonville as well.
The move away from Hemming Plaza has left some businesses in the core fearful about what it might mean for their bottom line. Chamblin's Uptown was in the middle of the festival action in the past. General Manager Jennifer O'Donnell says they include the Jazz Festival in their budget every year.
We're at least seven blocks away, and people tend to stay in the same area. I know that we will not get the sales from our regular customers, as they tend to not want to come into downtown when there are events going on. And I'm not really pleased, very disappointed with the city's response. Very displeased with the move without discussing it with anybody or letting us have any input. And, yeah, it would definitely, we're going to look at losing $20,000+ from last year, from the year before that. You know, and we rely on that, and we hire local people. You know, we have 13 employees at this store. It matters.
Another downtown business owner upset with the new layout is Jason Albertelli of Dos Gatos. The business is located just one block north of Bay Street. The festival is now several blocks closer to his bar. He doesn't think the change will affect his business one way or the other, but he's still concerned about what it means for other downtown business owners.
I'm a champion of downtown. I believe in making downtown better as in any way that we can. And it's frustrating when the business owners voice their opinion, and City Hall says, well, we've thought about it, and this is what we're going to do.
Gaines from Special Events says the city did hold meetings with several downtown business owners and gave them the opportunity to voice their concerns. She says the move is necessary to keep up with the festival's growth. And some downtown business owners are happy about the change. Greg DeSanto, chef and owner of Olio Restaurant, says it's great news. His restaurant is located on Bay Street near one of the festival stages.
Spreading it out, you know, it allows people a chance to see more of the city, experience more of the city has to offer. I mean, Hemming Plaza is the location for quite a number of events, and everyone congested in that one area. There's too many people in that small, confined space, and by spreading it out, it's not only going to be beneficial for all the surrounding businesses, but it's going to be beneficial for the guests, which is really the point. Spreading it out is going to allow easier traffic getting around. It's going to allow people to walk and not be so clustered together. And, you know, I think it's a great decision.
The annual Jacksonville Jazz Festival will begin Thursday the 22nd and go through Sunday. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.